This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, what is the Quran? Let me try and share my thoughts with you about this. Islam is a religion which is based on a book, which is the transcription of the spoken word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That book is the Quran al-Kareem. The Quran is the actual speech of Allah, the word of Allah, spoken by Him, received by His angelic messenger Jibreel alayhi salam, and communicated once again as the spoken word to his human messenger, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The Quran was recorded as it was received, without any changes, and preserved without any alteration or change, to this day, more than 14 centuries after it was revealed. This is historical fact. The Quran is an amazing piece of communication between the Creator and His creation. An example of extraterrestrial communication, if you like, the like of which does not exist. When people ask the question, is there life beyond this galaxy or beyond the universe? The answer is yes, of course. The one who created this galaxy and who created all galaxies and who created the entire universe lives and sees and hears and acts and has spoken to us. Huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, huwa al-sami'u al-basir, huwa alimun bi-dhati al-sudur, huwa qadir ala kulli ashya' wal-ahwal. That speech is the Quran. Just reflect on this for a while. Try and get your mind around this. That this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our maintainer, our protector, speaking to us. That is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received and communicated to his people, to his companions, to his sahaba, and to whoever would listen to him. Once again, as the spoken word. From then on, the Quran was preserved in the minds and hearts of those who received it, first and foremost. They memorized it, and it was simultaneously written down. It remains in the memory of millions of Muslims as the primary source of Islamic law, the Sharia, and through the practice of its orders and advice. The Quran was preserved by people who truly knew its value. The Quran is not the word of any human being. It's not the word of an imam or a sage or a philosopher or a prophet or a wali or a sannyasi or a saint or a teacher, however wise or good. Nor is it the word of any angel, however powerful or glorious. It is the actual transcript of the speech of the Creator of all humans and angels and stars and planets and animals and plants and oceans and the earth and all that we know and all that we are yet to discover. Speaking to us, speaking to all humankind. The first thing to do, therefore, is to try to understand and come to grips with what this really means. Imagine that you receive a message from the head of an alien civilization which is eons ahead of us in technological advancement and technological development. Let's say that this message gives all kinds of indicators about courses of action that you can adopt to become a world leader and to leave behind a legacy of honor. How would you feel when you read that message? Excited and blessed and amazed that he even bothered to talk to you, humble and urgent, energized, motivated to follow the directions and to achieve all that success and reap all the rewards, how would you feel? Now, enhance that example from head of alien civilization to the creator of the universe and try to notice how you feel. That is what the Quran is to the Muslim, an actual message from the creator of the universe, from our creator, our sustainer, the one to whom is our return. He is talking to us. This is his actual speech, his words. He is speaking and we are listening. See how that feels. See how that feels. That is what I feel as a Muslim. And that is what every Muslim who understands or has some kind of connection with the Quran feels when he or she reads it or listens to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself asked a question. So let me give you a sample of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself by talking about his blessings, and then he ended that with asking a question. And in that surah, the question is asked almost more than 30 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العسف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الرحمن the most beneficent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the glorious and magnificent has taught you mankind the Quran by his mercy. He created mankind, he taught him eloquent speech. The sun and the moon run on their fixed courses, exactly calculated with measured out stages for each. And the herbs of the stars and the trees, they both prostrate, they both worship and they both prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the heaven he has raised high, and he has set up the balance, in order that you may not transgress due balance, and observe weight with equity, and do not make the balance deficient. And the earth he has put for his creatures. Therein are fruits, date palms, producing sheathed fruit stalks enclosing dates, and corn with its leaves and stalk for fodder, and sweet-scented plants. Then which of the blessings of your Rabb will you both deny? فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ إِرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَ. Then which of the blessings of your Rabb, of your Lord, of your Creator, will you both deny, humans and jinns? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this physical and emotional effect of the Quran on the believer when he recites it with due, with the feeling that is due to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah has sent down the best statement. A book, the Quran, its parts resembling each other in goodness and truth, oft repeated. The skins of those who fear their Rabb shiver from it when they hear or recite. You get goosebumps. Then their skin and their hearts soften to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the guidance from Allah. He guides there with whom He pleases. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray, for that person there is no guide. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing here the physical effect of listening to the Qur'an or reading the Qur'an. This is like a meter given to us to judge the level of our own faith, our own iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another place in the Qur'an, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the believers are only those. Again, a criterion is being given to judge your own level of faith. Allah said, the believers are only those who, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, feel a fear in their hearts. They feel the awe and majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wajilat kulubuhum, their hearts are alive, their hearts respond, they react, they shiver with the glory and majesty of Allah. And when His ayat, when the Quran is recited unto them, before them, they, that is this recitation, increases their faith. And the result of these two things, a responsive heart, and listening to the recitation, they have complete and total faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The Quran, my brothers and sisters, is not an intellectual concept. It is not merely literature. It is not something simply to be recited so beautifully that it brings tears to the eyes, even if you don't understand what is being said. It is more than all those things. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Allah, your Allah, my creator, your creator, my sustainer, my Rabb, your sustainer, your Rabb, who fulfills our every need and to whom I turn at every stage and to whom you turn at every stage. He loves me and I love Him. He loves you. And you should love Him. To Him I belong, to Him you belong. To Him the whole universe and all that it contains belongs. And to Him is my return, to Him is your return, and to Him is the return of everyone who ever lived on the earth. Every word in the Quran is there because He put it there. Every sentence is constructed in that precise manner by Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, the glorious and magnificent. The grammar is a miracle in itself. It is neither poetry nor praise, nor prose. It is something that is so majestic in its address, in its construction, in its grammar, that you can actually feel the Creator speaking. You can hear him. You can feel his power. And you spontaneously say, truly this is not the word of any man. There are many historical incidents recorded where famous poets and linguists and scholars of Arabic of the time who listened to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the Quran spontaneously said, this is not the word of any man. This is not the word of any man. And they embraced Islam. That is why, as a Muslim, I will not even touch the Quran unless I am in a state of physical and ritual purity. And this is true for every Muslim. No Muslim will touch the Quran unless he is in a state of physical and ritual purity. The Quran is very personal. It is very precious. It is very holy. It is very inspiring. It is very uplifting and calming and peaceful. It charges, it energizes, it empowers and guides. It is the last word in everything. It is the highest possible evidence of any action or stance or position or decision. For what can be higher and more powerful than the word of Allah? It is unchangeable, unchanged, and unchanging. It has been preserved without any change in as much as a single letter for 14 centuries. And so it shall remain as long as there is a single Muslim left on the face of the earth to protect it. It is memorized in its entirety by Muslims, millions of Muslims all over the world. A tradition from the first day that it was revealed. It is read for blessing, for strength, for patience in suffering, to give thanks, for pleasure, for peace of mind, for solace to the broken heart, and most of all, and most importantly, for guidance in the life of this world and for deliverance in the hereafter. When a Muslim reads the Quran, he feels a personal connection to his Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is impossible for me to describe in words. As in all matters of the heart, it must be experienced and can never be explained. You must listen to the Quran yourself. Thanks to the internet, there are innumerable examples of Quranic recitation from every part of the globe that you can listen to. Muslims are people of all races and nationalities and ethnicities and colors, all united by one thing alone, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of His word, the Quran al-Kareem. You can hear the love of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the voice of the reciter. You can feel His joy, His sadness, His fear, His awe and sense of majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you listen to His voice undulating in response to the meaning of what he is reciting. The tune in the voice of the Qari, of the reciter, is his understanding of the Quran. Quranic recitation is a very special amalgam of rules and freedom, which mirrors Islam itself, which is an amalgam of rules and freedom. There are rules of pronunciation and punctuation called tajweed, but the reciter, the Qari, is free to express his emotion, his sense of thankfulness and awe at being able to recite the actual word of Allah while keeping to the rules of tajweed. The result is amazing, to say the least. It connects the listener to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that nothing else can do. The listener forgets where he is, the problems of his life, his surroundings, of who else is with him. In that moment, it is he standing before his Rabb, listening to his speech. How can I ever describe what is essentially an experience of the heart, to be tasted, to be felt, to be immersed in, and to be transformed by? As I read the Quran, I reflect on the life and times when the revelation was in progress in the 7th century. 23 years, the like of which the world will never see again. 23 years during which a window was open in the heavens and God spoke to man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his revelation to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Years during which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions and his family experienced the revelation in different ways. Sometimes the angel Jibreel alayhi salam descended with the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They saw him speak. They saw him speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They asked questions and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered them. What amazing days those must have been when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to his messenger. Days of a direct connection between the divine and man. The Quran is the link that still remains to prove as evidence that this connection happened and to enable a Muslim to invoke it again every time he reads the Quran. I reflect on the circumstances of the revelation. Many parts came in response to something that was happening concurrently. Yet its meaning and message is for all time and is not restricted to the time and place of its revelation. The entire Quran was revealed over 23 years in Makkah and Medina. It was not revealed in entirety at once, but was sent down in keeping with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he considered it necessary to say something. The Quran is an abiding miracle that lives on after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Testimony to the existence of our Creator and to his concern for his creatures. It is essential to be aware of the circumstances of the revelation to appreciate why and how something has been prescribed or prohibited. For example, the ayat related to fighting came after 13 years of merciless persecution, killing, torture, economic and social boycott and more. Only after 13 years, when their faith had survived the test of fire and proved to be true, were the Muslims permitted to defend themselves. Until then, they were told to simply bear the pain and pray for strength. The principle being established was that it is character which wins in the end, not muscle power. If you want to influence people, it cannot be done by force, but by personal example. And for that, it is necessary to be tempered in the fire of personal hardship and learn patience. I marvel at the faith of people who accepted this message and did not lift a finger in anger, even though they had the power, the strength, the courage, and the skill to do so. When fighting was finally permitted, their capability became abundantly clear. But until that time, they bore all hardships without complaint because they understood the intention of their Rabb, of Allah, in ordering them to remain steadfast and not to retaliate. Obedience is the soul of Islam, and this was the training of those days. Obedience in hardship and ease. Obedience whether you like the order or not. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without question, without argument and without delay. That is why the Muslim cannot even imagine changing so much as a single letter in the Quran, because he knows that its author is the Creator himself. To change anything in the Quran would, in our modern terms, we would call it violating copyrights of the author, because the author is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim knows and acknowledges the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior to his creatures in every possible way. So his word is superior to the word of any man, of any human, no matter how wise and learned that person might be. Therefore, if anyone changes any part of the revelation of the Quran in any way, the new change must necessarily be inferior to the original. Now, why would anyone who is intelligent and reasonable want to replace something superior with something inferior? The Quran is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is not created, it's not a creature, it's not a created thing. The Quran is an attribute, it's a sifat of Allah and is not a created thing. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speech, and it is the closest that we can get to Him in this life. It is to be honored and read and understood and practiced, not changed, because it is perfect. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives and hearts with love for the Quran, with love for Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illuminate your lives with the nur of the Quran and to illuminate your life with the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the explanation of the Quran, and to enable you to become walking, talking models of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whose life was the exegesis, it was the detailed practical demonstration of the Quran. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.